You're kidding.
No, she's...
You're kidding.
She's serious.
This guy has actually done that job. I got to talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
Just a minute. Let me give the fax number here. See what else it brings in this morning.
Let's talk to a turkey tugger.
Oh.
415-658-5401. And, Neil, the first thing we want to know is, did you wear gloves?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
You need your sensitivity.
I suppose so. It's a vital part of any relationship. All right. You have actually done this.
Well, I've done it 1,000 times.
Oh, jeez.
You know what I always say, Neil? Once is research. Multiple times.
Yep.
That's perversion.
There's such thing as scientific and productive necessity.
All right. Now, everybody be quiet and pay attention. Neil is called in here to do a public service. And since our turkeys that we're going to be eating tomorrow are products of artificial insemination.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let's don't be queasy about the whole thing. Let's face the fact. Know that, you know, this process has to take place. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it, Neil.
Well, it's done annually and usually in the spring when the females are ready to start their egg production. And because the turkey has to be... produced and grown and butchered before the Thanksgiving the following year. So artificial insemination will start just in a few weeks. And what's done, a technician sits on a table, and another technician hands them the hapless bird, lays on his back in your lap, and they stroke the bird around the vent, which causes it to discharge this little bit of semen.
Mm-hmm.
Some institutions dilute it a little bit with a sterile solution so they can get more mileage out of it, and some don't. And this is then... injected into the reproductive tract of the female. And one time will serve as many as 15 or 20 females.
Is that right?
Yes.
Boy, it makes a guy feel really macho, doesn't it?
Yes, and this goes on all day long until the breeding season's over.
Yes, you just hate it. Poor turkey got toms.
What's funny, after they've done it a while, when you go to their cage, they come running to you.
I bet. Daddy.
Come to me, Mama.
They come running at you. You can always tell who's in charge because the biggest turkey gets there first. You put the peck order. Well, they put the peck order to shame.
Yeah, and I know where that's going, too.
Be careful.
Not taking it there, either.
Now, what I want to know is, while the male turkey there, I mean, you've got to get this whole deal going. Do you show him copies of, you know, like Turkey Boy or Turkey House magazine or anything like that?
No. But what was funny, when I was a student in the university, we practiced on chickens. You can do it with virtually anything.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
Neil, just a matter of curiosity.
This gives a whole new meaning to the expression, giving one to bird.
Neil, I got to know this. Now, were you single when you were doing this?
Yes.
When you went out on a date with a girl and she asked you what you did for a living.
Well, I was a student, so it wasn't what I did for a living. It was what I did to get through the poultry science course.
Yeah, okay.
Working hard for that grade, huh, Neil?
I got an A.
You didn't get like carpal tunnel syndrome or anything like that, did you?
Don't laugh. I've had both wrists corrected.
Well, that's a lot of us has had that happen.
Just a minute, Dean here, I believe, has a question for you. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, Neil, I just wanted to know if it was as good for you as it was for the turkey.
it wears you out after a while.
Oh, yeah.
You and the turkeys ever take a little break for a cigarette?
Oh, dear.
If somebody did that for a living...
Those people do now, yes.
Okay, what is the job title?
I don't know that it has a job title because somebody in the business has so many jobs. This only goes on during the reproductive season.
Yeah.
So there are other jobs have to be done.
Yeah.
Just like in the real world, you know, you can't do it full time. It's just an occasional hobby.
Well, Neil, I have to say that you're a real Renaissance man.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. I've done everything but wait tables, according to my wife.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
But I'm a former veterinarian.
If you ever do that, don't
wash
tell them
what
you did before you started eating their food.
Would you like a clean fork?
Neil, I am eternally grateful to you for calling because I've been doing this kind of work for a lot of years, and I've talked to a lot of people with a lot of different occupations and hobbies and activities, but this is a first. All right, Neil, God love you. Have a happy holiday.
Bless your little heart.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Neil.
Bye.
By the way, I invented that process.
The vice president, yes.
I think I'll take the rest of the day off now.
Got to. I'm exhausted.
Just a minute. Victor in San Jose. Good morning, Victor.
I can't top Neil. He was going to say what I was going to say.
Have you ever done it?
To ducks, yes.
To ducks?
Yeah.
Listen, don't you even think about launching into any poetry, okay?
bring it to another level of foul language. Can you imagine somebody...
You grow up on the farm, you learn all these things.
That's right.
Somebody's been hammering their spouse for months. You got to listen to this show. They take positions.
I can't drive when you guys are on.
All right.
I can't sit here while we're on.
Take care of yourself, Victor.
All right, thanks.
All right, babe.
Finally, they get their spouse to tune in. And here we all are. This is the program you were talking
Elevating
about.
Elevating the level of discussion here.
As soon as I heard the word duck, okay. No. Gotta cut this off at the back.
Really?
Stop it. Stop it. Oh.
It's 13 minutes.
Help me. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Get that woman a strong drink.